Crop Outlook from a Farmer. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. As Thanksgiving creeps even closer, and with it colder and hopefully wetter weather, farmers across the state are finishing up harvest on their crops and finding out the results of their hard labor.
Overall, we've had a whole lot better crop than we ever anticipated. We thought once we were real wet in the spring, then we turned off extremely dry. Then we started getting just enough rain, you know, to make a good crop. We've been blessed, truly blessed.
Tipton County producer David McDaniel just wrapped up soybean harvest this week and also raises corn, cotton, and wheat. He says overall, all of the crops have had much better yields than last year.
Cotton ended up being a little over 900 pounds, and that's compared to like 600 pounds last year. Our soybeans are going to be mid-30s at least, compared to 14 or 15 bushels last year. Our wheat was extremely well. The only crop we had fall down a little on us was our corn, but the others more than made up for it.
But McDaniel, like all farmers, has faced rising input costs that keep profit margins very narrow. Coffee County farmer Chris Anderson agrees.
You know, the input costs have really, really gone up on these operations, on these commodities. And, you know, The record prices kind of are I don't know, smoke and mirrors in a way, because the input costs are so high, the margin is remained relatively close, and we're not really making the big profits that it appears that farmers are making on these commodity prices at this time.
Now Anderson raises about 900 acres of corn and soybeans in rotation, plus the family has a beef cow-calf operation. And although wet weather has stopped harvest for this week, most producers are much farther along and should finish up fairly quickly. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.